양주 나 대화 최신 간의신에 내 규당 见面 벌 주말에 규당 见了的 주말에스 누가 최신 간의신에 규 아니 규당 见了的 주말에스 지난디네자 아니 규당 见面 벌 주말에 아니 신 원주로서부터 做了 신기제 제랑제 뭐가 제 신기제 내 누가다 내 대화되게 좋아하네 말에스 아니 미팀 비교를 좋아 말에스 Tine yinzata, gewa kane shiine ya rangi gyu, ane gewe lea la jitle jile tine chumare, deya tunbe gyu le tine chumare es. Migewa, dunga kane shiine ya, ane gyu, ane migewe lea jile tine chumare, deya tunbe jile chumare es, gyudan jile tine chumare. Tine yinzata, mana juge, dunga dang, dewa da chita rangi gyu, gewa dang, ane migewa le jewa le, ngeba le shi, Tichitata, gyuwa yunya yo ma re, se miluwa re, ten kye wa re, se undusin na ngeba taji duji da samtaya di da, onse ngeba nye de le gyunya le, ngeba nye de da yishe de jeho shiho re. Chita dine zata, namba sanji bilu la, chita rangi gyewa che ne, ne gyewa che pa ne, dela dine jibu digi yo re, rangi mi gyewa che pa ne, dela dine jibu dunga yungu yo pa di, ande ten kye wa re. ဒါတဲ့ဆက်တဲ့လရန်လာတေဝကျွန်ကန်ရင်ပါတဲ့ကေဝငမလာဆိုပါနိဒီငွန်လေရာနငါကျေဝစာပဲကေဝလေလေတဲ့ကျွာတာဒါတဲ့ဒါတဲ့ငါကျေတုံးကန်ချွေနေဒီငွန်လေရာငါကျေမိကေဝလေချေပါလေတဲ့စာပါလေကျွာလေစေပေတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကဒါငါကျေလေကျွေလေရာကျွာမြပါနငဲပါလေကျွေနေထချင်ငဲပါတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကစမတန်တာဒီနမစာကြီးပြေစံစမတန်တာလေဆရာတာပဲတာဝလေကျွေနေ
Good afternoon. This morning we looked at the first, we concluded looking at the first of the four points on in terms of the general presentation of karma. And so that was the that karma is definite. And in here we came to recognize that happiness and suffering, whatever the magnitude, comes from its respective causes. So this means that happiness and suffering are never causeless. It's not something that one comes about due to good or bad luck, but in dependence on particular causes. Again, happiness and suffering is not something that is inflicted upon one by someone else or a creator, or one is bestowed on by, again, by a creator, nor can happiness and suffering come from an incongruent cause. Rather, virtue always leads to happiness. Non-virtue always leads to suffering. And again, this is the case for even slight results, but also and also for the intense results. They always come from their respective causes. So this principle of karma is infallible or non-deceptive. It is something that is certain or definite. This correct view of cause and effect is shared amongst all Buddhists. And no matter what other philosophical views Buddhists may disagree over, this presentation of cause and effect is accepted by all Buddhists. And this view of cause and effect is the very foundation for all virtuous phenomena, in that the acceptance of this view leads to a determination to abandon even slight non-virtue and strive to accumulate all forms of virtue. Thereby, this view of cause and effect is the foundation of all virtuous phenomena.
ne pecha bare se le chunyu chi ge wi le chunyu chen na che bu ne de wa pa du me ba chen bu yan da ne mi ge wi le chunyu che be na de le de ne che bu du ma pa du me ba ya di ngo re se chi le pecha bare se te za de ne ge chu ne da ngo de ge wa chunyu chi be ge ne le de che bu di ju chen bu yan de ka re se ne de shu ge ga de pe ro chi ne di ho le shu sa ba re da de ne that the cars was that Miki will lay chung lay young, Jebu to my shin to chore, Chungwe said that, Dikor Mashiare.
Then came to the second of the four outlines, the magnification of karma. And there we looked at, through illustrations, how from a small virtuous deed, a great happy result, desired result, can come about. And now we'll continue the second half of the first sentence. So in the book, it's on page 120 in the middle. While even from a small non-virtuous action, there arises enormous suffering as its effect. An illustration showing how from a small cause, a great result or an enormous suffering can come. This is a story of a student who was spoken to roughly by their, or in a coarse manner, by their teacher. And the students got upset and likened their teacher to a snake. Later, some time later, when they were out walking, they fell over and were unable to lift themselves up. In fact, their arms and legs had become paralyzed to the sides of their body. And the only way now the student could move was by swaying their torso violently. So could only now move like a snake. A second illustration is two monks were traveling together, and there was water across the road, so they had to jump over the water. And the one monk then said to the other monk as he jumped over the water, "Oh, you jump just like a monkey." And the comic result of likening this monk to a monkey was that he was had to endure 500 rebirths as a monkey. So this then is a illustration that how even from a small non-virtuous action, there arises enormous suffering as its effect.
Mobike Saban Tabji Tibu Tina Dinashin Chembu Yomala Jesu Yomales.
Namatsankalpa continues. There is nothing among external causes and effects that resembles the increase of effects from internal causes. So this is pointing out that the causes created by the mind, so the internal causes that lead to their respective effects, cannot be compared to the causes that are observed in the material world. The way that causes created by the mind work is quite different from the material world. Think of external causes. You can think of, say, seeds. And if one plants one seed, one will get one plant growing. So if one plants an apple seed, one will get an apple tree. If you plant a grain of a seed for wheat, you'll get a stalk of wheat growing. You will not get from a single apple seed a whole orchard of trees, but only one tree. So this is the presentation or the observation of cause and effect that we are most familiar with. But where the causes are consciousness or internal causes, the workings are quite different. They are not so rigid, so restricted, in that a mental cause, when ripening, can ripen in an effect across multiple lifetimes. So with the one karmic seed, when it ripens, can have an impact for over several lifetimes. So this is quite different from causes in the material world.
Jitin paro dechen ten, duenchen da kyan che gyur de, drunam punzo minba xin xie son so os.
And as always, Lama Tsongkhapa then provides quotations as a valid source for what he has written. So the meaning will be the same, but it presents the source from which Lama Tsongkhapa has drawn, so as to make clear it's not something he's making up from his own side. So from the collection of indicative verses, even creating a small bad deed will result in terrible fear and disasters in future lives, like having ingested poison. Even creating a little merit will bring great happiness in future lives and accomplish vast objectives, like grains that ripen to perfection.
And 나선 마지에진 동안 제문용어에 착고를 했어요.
Look in the first verse. Even creating a small bad deed will result in terrible fear and disasters in future lives. And again, this points to the point made previously, that from a cause created in this life, suffering may well result in the lower realms and over lifetimes to come. Moreover, the reference to poison shows that from is used to illustrate that just from something small, like a small amount of poison, immense physical suffering can come, and that physical pain that one can experience can last for a protracted period. So when you put these two in balance, the amount of poison that one takes as opposed to the intensity of the suffering and its duration, it seems disproportionate. But this is used to illustrate then that from what is appears to be a small misdeed, great suffering can follow. Then the converse is also the case. Now, the fifth verse, even creating a little merit will bring great happiness in future lives and accomplish vast objectives like grains that ripen to perfection. So again, virtue created in this life, the karmic result can lead to rebirth in higher realms, and it can have the strength to have a positive impact for lifetimes to come. And moreover, as we see in the third line, and accomplish vast objectives, the virtuous causes we create in this life can be part of those causes that lead to our eventual attainment of liberation or even enlightenment. So it may well seem that some of the virtue we create is minor, but it can be part of the overall causes that lead to our ongoing spiritual development lifetime to lifetime and our eventual attainment of Buddhahood. And then this is likened to grains, not merely ripening, but ripening to perfection, the fullest extent of what is possible being achieved. The meaning of those verses is just what is presented above, and I spoke about it in more detail this morning. So then we come to the third of the four outlines. You do not meet with karma you have not created. If you have not accumulated karma that will become the cause for experiencing happiness or suffering, you will never experience a happiness or suffering that is its effect. Also, those who enjoy the effects of the teacher's accumulation of an incalculable accumulation of merit do not need to accumulate all its causes, however, they need to accumulate one part of them.
Dunga Divi lema saba ne di tibu dewa di tene yung mares. Migi vi le sa me na di tibu tunga di tene yung mares. Nyoye di tene yung mares.
Look at the first sentence. If you have not accumulated karma that will become the cause for experiencing happiness or suffering, you will never experience the happiness or suffering that is its effect. So if there's a particular result that one desires, if one has not created those causes, that result cannot be achieved. Likewise, if there's a particular result that one fears, if you have not accumulated its cause, that result cannot be experienced. This is related to what we looked at this morning, that happiness and suffering do not arise without a cause. In other words, happiness and suffering is never causeless. So if there's a particular result one desires, merely desiring it is insufficient. Those causes have to be accumulated, and they need to be of sufficient strength to bring about the desired result. Just like if you want to have a particular crop grow in your field, you need to plant the correct seeds. And if you want it to be a substantial crop, just planting a few seeds will not bring about that result. And so too with suffering. If there's a suffering result that one fears, by ensuring one does not accumulate those causes, that result will never be experienced. So feelings of happiness or suffering, that which we desire, that which we fear, only come about independent on those causes. If they have been accumulated, they will be experienced. If they have not, they will not be experienced.
di yu tamche sa mi gyu kyan cha che sa ku so ho se de da da ang du ge den bi ge cho zhang me ba sa bi ji wu se dang ang zu ge long ju ge le xie le ji da da san yi pe ne den ba xie ge tu bi ge ku su de ge ne zu ye di den ba xie ge tu ge ko rong ge suan nam cho sa ji cho gai qin gang ba bao zu me ba sa ji cho sa ba le den zu bi ge ji wu cha de le wa and this is you soon that is chasan to show. Is that done? That
The second sentence. Also, those who enjoy the effects of the teacher's accumulation of an incalculable accumulation of merit do not need to accumulate all its causes. However, they need to accumulate one part of them. So this is addressing a question that may come, in that for a being to achieve Buddhahood, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, incredible amounts of virtue are needed. So it's a huge store of virtue required that the practitioner needs to create in order to attain the body of a Buddha with all its marks and signs. So a huge collection of causes required to have the speech of a Buddha and so forth. So it's an incredible number of virtuous causes that a Buddha creates, that a being creates in order to become a Buddha. And when that is done, it's not only this being who now attains enlightenment who benefits from their countless eons of hard work, but others also benefit. Those directly who are directly in the retinue, so we're taking Buddha Shakyamuni as an illustration, those who are directly in his retinue, those who through him receive benefits, and those for lifetimes later or millennia later receive benefits from all that he did. So here then a question can come. How can we, for example, how can ourselves, for example, receive benefits from the hard work that Buddha, that the being who went on to become Buddha Shakyamuni engaged in? Because we all do receive benefits. The word you'll hear in other contexts is enjoyment. We gain enjoyment, so it's really benefits, from the Buddha's hard work. So we enjoy benefits from what he has attained. So how is this possible? Because the Buddha did the hard work. The Buddha accumulated those karmic causes. And as we see in this outline, we do not meet with karma we have not created. So, but yet we are receiving benefit from the Buddha's hard work. So how can this be possible? What has been presented in this doubt actually largely makes sense, in that for a being to arise as a Buddha, incredible amounts of virtue is required to gain the body of a Buddha with all its marks and signs, as well as the qualities of speech and mind and enlightened activities and so forth. So uncountable causes were accumulated for this. And for us to be able to interact with and gain benefits from such a being, we don't have to accumulate those same causes, but merely a part. And in this way, one can have an interdependency to interact with and gain benefits from, as in this case, Buddha Shakyamuni.
Benning 어디 제레 안제마 사이 좀 되는데 전부를 초월을 넘어 된 배워도 아니 사이 공부서 제 디자인에 취시하려 고갑디 고라서 이년만에 되네기 몰람게 개와서 발에 되네 아니 사이 공부서 제도 말와 제나다 디류 사이 시에 슈비가라 사이 공부서 제 사이 기사는 최퇴 최휴제 제한 최상다 망쳐 that the Dutch about the Lam Yamle, Lam Gulake, Lam Salam Salam Gulake, Wachago, Chisan, Kondo Dinaman, Kondoya, the Niki, Chick, Molamangu, Yavi, that Jewelet in Kawasapal Tinida, Molanjavada, Sanjuku Mosuji, the Nature Mosuche, and Jukobrawa. Chisan Rato Dam, the Niki, the Molam Chick, Pashi, Majabal Hadi was several Chesadita, Sanjum Choko to get numbers paid on to Gine, J. Tuyo Marwada.
제도요 말에 산이 있는 산이 유추 나주 공무수라 뭐 전에 공무에서 내가 주시오 고가지 말아봐 이내 당하는 저기서 몰람나지 갑지 개발을 사대요로 내가 산이 이내다 산이 공무수제다 산이 유 공무에서 내 송퇴기 수는데 삼아도 봐지 이내 당하는 저기서는 가서 삼사유 말에 제가 산이 좀 된 뒤에 된발이야 대발 제수장 대발제디 电报了就上级给他送回去的，那么这个上级公务员的节目都在那样，上级嘛今年几率贵些，那么在那样子呀，那上级哦哦，从业的确定，确确定，就你们那些国考啥玩意，就是那么介绍完的，那样子的，你看这个毛那么大计划是啥个地位了？在那个话里明白了吧？在那个计划的，你把钱选在那，毛那么在那个，你把钱选了，在那，在那个用途高了吧的？
Final part of the sentence, they need to accumulate one part of them. What this would refer to here is that, again, we're saying with the illustration of Buddha Shakyamuni, those practitioners who had the great fortune to be in the world in that particular region at that particular time, they would have made prayers in lives previous to that. Prayers that when a Buddha appears in the world and teaches the Dharma, may they be in the world in his presence, recognize him as the remarkable teacher he is, receive guidance, and rapidly spiritually develop. So they would have made many prayers like that. So when the overall causes were created, the causes and conditions for Buddha Shakyamuni to turn the wheel of Dharma, those practitioners who in lifetimes previous had made such prayers, they were in this world, in the right place, at the right time, of a suitable age, that they could receive guidance from him. And this almost certainly would have been the case for all those practitioners who so quickly became arhats in the lifetime of the Buddha. This is how we can observe the ripening effect of their prayers. Their prayers would have been part of the overall spiritual development, and then coming all that virtue coming together under the power of their prayers in the presence of a wheel-turning Buddha, and they achieved the extraordinary result of becoming an arhat. So for ourselves, well, all those centuries ago, those millennia ago, we had not created such causes. But now, certainly in this rebirth, we are, through prayers we make, through prayers we recite, we are making similar causes. So whilst in the case of Buddha Shakyamuni, he has already appeared in this world, still making prayers to be in the presence of the Dharma and spiritual teachers is incredibly important. And perhaps in lives previous to this, we have made such prayers. Hence, here in this distant land, we are have once again met the Dharma, have faith in the Dharma, have access to a spiritual teacher, and to receive guidance. And we have sufficient interest to want to cultivate the minds of the Dharma within. So this opportunity that we have right now is a result of prayers and we would have made in lives previous to this.
Sanje
Jewang ame nama niya du shi nga zuki dasangye jimne niliya jewash mo lam jab tini ki diyaba chebi ki ta ngusku ngusu chee me na tini ki diyaba chebi chebo le tini chaadu yorwa tini yin diya da nga zu du shi mudi chi yamen jaya di jaya niya nani nga zuki ta tachumbe ki jilam gile ki tachumbe chebo toba na nani yaku shira di kisi thumma tobe niya mongu ba na ya chi jewa jamba kumbi ki ta Zambulin dile chogu chuke namba tuin peyo du, an deli ya, an jewa chenpe kumbeke, dang an juti, an chi loma lama sona, an de gungu su jie, da di loma nane, loma chaga chaga di, yungar shuwa se, se ki tuwa yuru chi, an de deli ya, an chi, se te nami gungu su jie, di zane, zungu su tue che, dine nam nyamlingi rinpa di jie che, an sanji kubwa toba shuwa se pi mo lama, dine ki jabino du, Anji digi samja malangja bala dine ngas mao bala dine ki yonsi ba chagur wala dine zada ngas ugi dine ki kiwi tsetel ya nyamne kangutu tsetel tenpa shakyo tupi tenpa de manyam di ta dakarala ya lam nyamne gila cheche chachunba ta sanyo kubwa toba shio osanpeke nyamne diri tohne nyamne cheya ta kisi dine ki toma toba ina anna mao bala jewa chamba kubwa anzi mulin dili peye duye, shokyo chukin namba di peye duye, da tila, na luma na ne chaga da zogo ruo jie shen, luma zogo ruo jie shen, dili ane, chue shi, gungo su shi, chue shi, dili, da gana cha cha pa da tarmji kimi kubwa togo, yuwa shio si bi mulam jaya di, da jie shen mula cha gore.
One should take this presentation that one does not meet a karma that one has not created. To understand that, it's important that we accumulate virtue, that we study and reflect on the teachings so as to aid our faith, to develop our faith, and to aid our accumulation of virtue, and to make prayers. So the prayers are particularly useful to generate aspiration in us, hence often called aspirational prayers, to generate aspiration to inspire us to accumulate ever more virtue, as well as then when we dedicate virtue, to dedicate it to a similar purpose as expressed in those aspirational prayers. For us ourselves now, we should be dedicating towards and striving towards the attainment of enlightenment. And we should have as an aspiration, if I do not do so in this life, may I continue from life to life to life, always meeting the Dharma, being under the direct guidance of my spiritual teachers. And should I not have done so by the time the Dharma, should I not have done so despite my ongoing efforts by the time the Dharma disappears from the world? When the future Buddha, Buddha Maitreya, appears in a world and represents the Dharma, may I then be amongst his close circle of students, and strive then to achieve enlightenment. So this is an important takeaway from this point.
Ye ke mige jeba namji idu wong mi wong ge jebu jimba des da inji mije le du sin jebu yunguri he sashi.
Now the fourth point, karma you have created does not dissipate. The virtuous and non-virtuous actions that have been done will bring forth pleasant and unpleasant effects. So the karma created will not naturally fade away.
Ni mige wa chechun gane chepe ni di tebo tunbi dunga chechun di tata di yungguri es, di jingiri yungguri ma to mewa gine chagi maare es aji.
So look at that sentence, that it is virtuous karma that leads to pleasant effects, it's non-virtuous karma that leads to unpleasant effects. So therefore, the virtue that has been created will lead to happiness. It will not just fade away on its own. Likewise, non-virtue that one has created will also not just fade away, but will lead to unpleasant results. Now Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the praise of the Exalted One. Brahmins claim that good and bad deeds are transferable like gifts one receives. You teach that deeds done are never lost, and what is not done will not be met. The text is praise of the Exalted One, where the Exalted One is Buddha Shakyamuni. So it's a text of praise for him. And in here it states a non-Buddhist view that virtue can be given to someone else. Conversely, someone can receive the virtue accumulated by another person. And so too with non-virtue or bad deeds. Non-virtue can be given to others, and others can receive non-virtue that others have created. Third and fourth line, you teach that deeds done are never lost, and what is not done will not be met. So looking at the first of these two lines, you teach that deeds done are never lost. So if one accumulates virtue, you will necessarily experience that happy result. And likewise, if one accumulates non-virtue, you will necessarily experience that suffering. It's not that causes created disappear. They will eventually ripen. And then the fourth line, and what is not done will not be met. So this refers to the previous point. If one has not created particular virtuous causes, their result will not be attained. In other words, if there is a particular spiritual goal one desires, one has to accumulate those causes and of sufficient magnitude to achieve that result. But so too with suffering. If there's a particular result one does not want to experience, if one hasn't accumulated the causes, one will not experience the result. So these two lines then serve to present this point and the point above. And Buddha then is praised here for the correct presentation of cause and effect, as opposed to the mistaken presentations which were prevalent in the time of the Buddha. So again, if one creates virtuous causes, one can be confident one will experience those results in the future. But it is imperative, relating the point above, that those causes are created, because merely aspiring or hoping for something will not bring it about.
Deyan jene rebar migur min shengi jeba tsogol gyuwa me je songs.
Then the King of Concentration Sutra. What is done will never not be met. What others did, you will not experience.
Tadana deji shiva jibare deyan jene rebar migur min se deda sosu gi le kewa ji cheba ina di tewu Minyuade, Chagamare, Rapper Migu, means the Yongres, or rather, Minyuade Mare, Yongres, De Chene, Rapper Minyu means. Dinashinta Sosugi, Migi village Chevane, De Tebu, Dumadi, Migua Mare, Yongres, Migua Mare, De Chene, Rapper Migu means.
This is the same meaning, again, Lama Tsongkhapa draws on it to establish. That karma you've created does not dissipate, establish the source for it. And here the source is the Buddha himself. The Buddha states, with a double negative, what is done will never not be met. In other words, the causes that are created, that those results will be experienced. And the second line, and it goes to refute what we saw in the previous line, that Brahmins assert, that something that others do, you can experience. And it says here that you cannot give karma, to, give a virtue or non-virtue. And what others did, you will not experience. So therefore, the non-virtue that you have accumulated, you will need to experience. It cannot be taken by others, you cannot give it away. Likewise, the virtue that you accumulate, you will experience that. You cannot give that away either. That is something you will experience.
Then, 其实，农业园的连米个为啥吧嘞？天天米个种啊，用个嘛多，第一说这个嘛啥吧？那地里啊有嘛嘞？这种用的，现在当然这个，但地界人们就种下的，那大大一年没得是一千八九元多啊。现在地界人们这个，但地空地，但你现在把买一把，那你先开发那么就送给他，那多少当天那个农拿了送给天天的有嘞？是嘛空整个了？就说，但那啊这个改为。
电话跟你现在，给我就给我去了，天天出国，给我来了，天天用过的也是啊。通过跟你去用过的，现在结果，去用过的前面的就，那你每个话题的用过的，现在去没说话的是呗？天天给你用这个年把的，那你是不是主要当？龙个主要，龙的一笔关的，但龙的说多些，龙个关的主要了，是吧？一笔主要，天天嘛多些呢，那嘛送，另外就是呢，天天有团的，上面的龙拿了，搞的，天天给龙个多的，那开发主义。 那么多拿了，开始送下，那开始开吧，本地的那么就开始送下子，多些点的送多少，什么点了，也送点点的一些些啊。所以说，我们这上大接吧接，点的，其他的点的，我到点点热下身边的，电话的那个电话开始电话的点的中国，电话开始现在，那你就开完了点的中国吧，弄完开始什么呢？就每个完了点中国，点点热多啊，身边的，你还不热不过了，你还不热的。 所以说，给接吧接，如果上大，如果上大呀的，俺这里啊，你就龙开完了，就龙多少趟，等下了，说不送了，这个把龙这个把清除接，俺都现在龙的，如果你给他呢，上大接的，来连接的米罗银把的，对那个眼巴眼巴去过过了的。
This point that karma you have created does not dissipate, but it has to be experienced. So this point, as well as much of what is presented in this chapter on cause and effect, is difficult to establish in that it's not so easily observable what is a specific cause that leads to a particular result. So in this case, karma that has been created doesn't just over lifetimes lose its strength. This is difficult to understand. Therefore, whilst Lama Tsongkhapa always relies on quotations to make it clear that they are valid sources for what he presents, it's not just his understanding, his own personal opinion. Quotations are a key, relying on quotations is a key way to come to develop firm faith of conviction in this presentation, because so much of the presentation on karmic relationships is subtle and difficult to understand. So in many cases, one can use reasoning, and there we are all encouraged to use reasoning, to think about what's presented, and to try and come to gain our firm conviction based on reasoning. And to supplement this, particularly in this topic, by relying on quotations. Because what's important is to come to the to come to a firm faith of conviction in cause and effect, which is the actual title of this of this chapter. So it was as the first outline on the previous page. This needs to be the result we come to as we move through, and certainly by the end of this chapter, a firm faith of conviction, because as we've seen, that the presentation of cause and effect is the foundation of all virtuous phenomena. It is the way by which one abandons all causes of suffering, including what we are deeply habituated to and what we'd otherwise dismiss as slight, and strive to accumulate virtue and virtue alone.
哎，俺老这个本来咱们领导大话的也，你把那过来解决了是解决了哇，就算过来解决了，俺就是心态去多的，就过来解决了是那种心定的解决了的。那他这嘛主要当然就那叫人给他好过的这些是对，他这点的这些事，俺这开发这个些要的是，你拿些要的是，俺这这成立不的，大是心就快，你也不快好过的是，这种第一快乐也一些些，这成立不人。 红了也一些这样子，大家让他去过了吧？你哪里去过了吧？其他的，你端那点那个端了点的送药的，点去拿了点的送药的，先别给他，我就点那个送不得。
이제 다 지금 해봐 예, 직책으로 와. 그래서 지금 거라져서 아주 인구수 통하나 예, 냠녀지 통을 배도 통해 말다 일단 대해서 아주 다 지금 와. 다 제발이 가르치네. 아니 꾸인 안디 캐버디기 심리시 하고 말이야지. 디나시로 매를 왠다 자마 오래 디나나 자그래서 직제 타죠. 결혼간에 하고 와서 말디 곧 냠시 받아서 오도 지금 다시 하고 와서 현대 하고 와. 근데 내가 이 시기에 나가서 이 시기에 로고.
And this approach is actually very similar for what we, how we live our lives, how what we apply in a vast number of circumstances. So, for example, I imagine that all of you have unshakable faith of conviction that the earth circles the sun. And if I ask you, how do you know this? You will say, oh, I rely on those with more knowledge in this particular field and particular skill set, so mathematicians and astronomers, who have done the calculations and have proven it. And could we present it in a way that is clear and free of fault? Possibly not. But because we have trust that there are those who know the topics such as these far better than we likely ever will, we can accept that the earth circles the sun rather than that the sun circles the earth. So this is one illustration, but there's so much of life that we accept based on the authority of those who have knowledge and skill in particular areas that we lack. And so too, certainly with a case such as the hidden workings of karma. Much of the Dharma can be established through reasoning, and it is imperative that those topics are established through reasoning. And this is done by this joint process of perpetual gathering of knowledge and investigation based on that knowledge, integrating it by using logic and reasoning. So this is important to do, because we start out from the starting point of a lack of knowledge, the ignorance of confusion. And as we gather knowledge, we at least come together an understanding of how it is said to be. But then by gathering ever more knowledge and thinking for ourselves, investigating, analyzing, we will develop initially inferential valid cognizers and eventually direct valid cognizers, where we come to see clearly for ourselves the way something works. And in this, at that point, one has unshakable faith that is based on reasoning. Then with such conviction or faith, that knowledge that has been integrated now through analysis will have a transformative impact on one's very way of thinking. Now, and for the areas of knowledge that are difficult to establish by way of reasoning, there we rely largely on quotations, but as in other areas, things that had seemed doubtful to us previously, through coming to recognize their validity through gathering knowledge and using our reasoning, seeing that the Dharma in many instances, first what we thought was improbable turned out, based on our own reasoning, to be the case, it makes it much easier to accept what cannot be established by our current level of intelligence, and that we take on the scriptural knowledge. Because in the areas where we can establish something by way of reasoning, the scriptural knowledge has been shown to be correct. So therefore, it's imperative in all areas we follow this process of gathering knowledge and investigating, thinking ever more deeply. And where we come up against doubts, gather more knowledge, think more deeply. And in this way, one will come to develop valid cognizers, recognizing the validity of the various presentations. With the very subtle presentations like here on Cause and Effect, a skillful approach is to operate or to observe what we, to think about what we can observe, and use this as a basis to come to a deeper understanding of cause and effect, and recognize how the way you present yourself has an impact on others, and the way they present themselves has an impact on you. So when you meet someone, and you meet them with a smile and with genuine warmth, watch how that has a certain impact on them. Whereas at another time, hopefully not intentionally, but afterwards you look back and say, I took out my bad mood on someone, and look at how they responded. And you see the difference. So in this way, on a very coarse level, one recognizes this interplay of interdependency, of cause and effect, that if one engages with others in a particular way, it will have an influence on how they relate back to you. And this way, one comes through a coarse level of observation, or observing at a coarse level, one comes to recognize this interplay of cause and effect, and this then has an impact on how one chooses to present oneself, recognizing that a certain way of interacting with others leads to a beneficial result, and another way leads to an undesired result, becomes clear how to skillfully interact with others.
Le nam kawa njariya ni chumi sawang chotang du nye ne lujin namla ni ndevo tatu chungwa gyuwa ni che song so os.
Final quotation in the section from Lama Tsongkhapa is from the chapters of scriptural transmission, which is also from Sutra. Actions never come to naught, even after 100 eons. When the time comes and the conditions are met, beings will surely experience their effects.
Le 제보 미미 마미 바지베 까와 라소바 로 망보 까와 망보 조베 이네야 까와 갸라소바 조베 이네야 디 제보디 마오바네 아니 취미사와 진지미지 취미사와 민기에서 취미사와 소다 뉘다 니에네 니에라시데 인규 견차상 소바다 견초다시 견차상 소여디 소해바다 아니 뉘 미에기 뒤수젠바다 데니게 갑 데니게 니에요디 아니 Lucensis, Simjan Telia, then Simjan Namla, and then devoted a cure and his table to English. So, then a gave village is such, gave us such a band, didn't give you lady to mummy, but that called Jewoman by Telia, Gain Mambuso, what a duce do to go what a go up to shop, what a Jesus didn't give go up that Gain Massamoy Gains, Jewoman, but you, University, Namji Senna, then a row, Kawa Mambu Jove in there, Jarrova in there, DJ. 뒤지기엔 차상 소화다 뒤지었다 근데 되니게 고 고갑디 니에도 라용도 니에 봐서 고갑라 봐서 고갑라 해도 되는 류신 샘진 되게야 대위 되고디 유교그레스 이나시다 미기 외래지 사지 제보디 마민 바지 동아 마민 바지 가와 제라서 조여 바네 되니게다 기엔지 기엔 차상 소 난 뒤지티 다다 렘바 중요도 아니 미 류신 샘진 되게야 안 제보 동아디
First word, actions. Again, just as a reminder, the word actions is the word karma. Sometimes the translator chose to use English rather than the word karma. So actions will refer to virtuous actions as well as non-virtuous actions or karma. Never come to naught even after 100 eons. So this is making the very point of this outline, that karma you have created does not dissipate, whether that karmic action is virtuous or not virtuous, and whether the time is hundreds of eons, it doesn't fade away into nothing. Rather, when it meets, the verse continues, when the time comes, when it's the right time and the ripening conditions are met, then beings, sentient beings will experience the ripening effect. When the causes are created and they're abiding on the continuum, when the ripening conditions are met and it's the right situation, the right opportunity, as well as the right time, then those karmic imprints will ripen. And beings will experience those karmic results.
Is that the Nigi Gedina that Mimichi Tibu Gawa Jalos or Jove Nativity Gien that you see the toy on the meal or he says? Is that the Nigi that I'm going to lay the Delayam, Jigla Mason of Sumru Shigore? Is that Tonchin Yong Yuki Lays, Tonchin Yong Yuki Lays, Jigje? Gien Yong Yuki Lays, Jigje? Then he Lendan Shella Yong Yuki Lays. Diam Lady Sadi, Tedilla Mammy, but Jewa Chimala Mammy, but Jewa Kedil, Mahombana, Jewa Kedina, New Sumshina, Yatong Kawala Sobadi, Jel and Yoregile, Naso Jungles, Diza, Kin and Yon Yugles, or Casa, Lendra Shell and Yon Yugles, Tena Lady Jimmy or Sumumore, Tena Lady Sachi, Tedigi Tabut, Tedara Mashiba Tarana, Yoregi Tabutilla, Kin and Yon Yugi, Casa, Tonchu Yon Yugles, Tonga Tetara.
in this presentation on cause and effect, you'll see there are many different ways that causes and effects are divided. So another one way is that karmic causes can be divided into three, depending on when they ripen. So there are those karmic causes which will ripen in the same life that they are accumulated. The second is those karmic causes that are accumulated and ripen in the very next rebirth. And then the third is karmic causes that are accumulated and ripen in lives beyond that. So in other words, two or more lives from now. So this is one way that karmic causes are divided in relation to the lifespan in which they ripen. The same life as created, the immediately subsequent life, or lives beyond that.
ね、さんじ、さんじ、ちゅそん、ちゅそんね、ね、せたからね、ちゅそんね、ね、ラムさん、ちげちゅにげるみきら、ね、パピギ、トナムギルジェワレセダ、せたからね、チャチュメチュボトバレセダ、ソネドアジソ、だ、でにぎ、だ、ゲビギレスで、トンチュニョンギルジェレ、せたからね、チェブミヤギレディサウロバ。じさ、でにぎ、え、ソシュギだ、え、トゥンチェダ、ニンドプタン、でにぎとね、 이망부지지게와사발에 뉴베드 댕엔치게 지면에 용고를 마다 차산에디 용토야 용말와.
So if we think of the students around Buddha Shakyamuni, so many in dependence on his teachings, those causes created by hearing and reflecting on his teachings, in that very life became Arya beings, attained the path of seeing, or even became Arhats. So there we see illustration of karma created in that life, ripening in that life. But for whenever karmic imprints ripen, whether in the same life they are created, in the subsequent life or lives to come, they require ripening conditions. So in this illustration, then not only did the students around the Buddha who became Aryas or Arhats in that lifetime, not only did they have the direct cause of hearing the teachings of the Buddha and reflecting on those, but there were also other ripening conditions that led them to attain such an exalted state in that very life.
ちょこちゃちみしかちみしゅすべいなでゆすべきみすべきちゃわちびきれしさにでゆてぶたがらんせてりゃちゅんかなんかやだにゃぶこやんまぐらしりゃいとわでねねてあねてぶぞばれべせんぞよまるわでやちみすべきれぎてぶちゃわちまなそのにょんごやでぎしねらはずよるわだねがくたでてぶちゅもどんがにょんでせたがらんやたがらんでちゅんかなんとしにゃべ
What we can observe as probably illustrations of karma created in this life, ripening in this life, would be those who commit crime and are caught and prosecuted and imprisoned for their crime. So we could say that probably is the karma of, say, killing someone, that karmic cause leads to the result of their imprisonment. You know, this could well be an illustration of karma created in this life that was of great magnitude, resulting in a karmic result experience in this very life. But if you were to go a little further and say, oh, well, then that karmic result now has ripened and therefore been exhausted, that is going too far. Because especially with powerful karma, it may well have results beyond this one life. So the karmic cause may have been created in this life, the results may have come in this life, but the result may not necessarily be exhausted in this life, but could well continue into lives beyond this.
Garre Chisan dewa dewa yin zan dewa yin yin yu di dewa le dine yung go re es. Chisan ngana zu dewa goba yin zan zan digi dewa yin yin yu gewa di sa gu go re es. Chisan digwa pung gewa zhu bu go re es. Dingan zu ge gewa chung chung chi yin yin zebu chimbo yin yin go. Chisan da gewa chung chung yin yin zhu bu go re es. Dine zhu bu go re. Chisan legi zebu kasa legi du chu miso wa re.
Summarize this weekend, we've looked at these four points that in the presentation of karma in general. And these are important to reflect on so as to come to a deep and stable faith of conviction in the presentation of cause and effect. And why so? We all want to be happy. No one wants to suffer. Not wanting to suffer is natural to all of us, but yet we suffer. This is because we do not yet have a stable faith of conviction in the causes that lead to suffering. Hence, even if we know that certain ways of thinking or speaking or acting leads to suffering, we all too often engage in them. So we need to come to recognize not only what are the causes for suffering, namely non-virtuous karma, but we need to develop this deep and stable faith of conviction in the presentation of cause and effect, so that we can abandon the accumulation of further non-virtuous karma. And this comes about through recognizing that suffering doesn't befall us. It's not something that others do to us. It's not just bad luck. It's an expression of the causes that we have created, almost certainly in lives previous to this, and now we experience that suffering result. And we need to abandon not only the greatly negative things, which in most cases is pretty easy to do, but we also need to stop the smaller accumulations of non-virtue, things that we all too easily dismiss, thinking it doesn't matter, just this once and so forth, through recognizing that karma increases in strength, particularly in this instance, through habituation to even small non-virtues, leading to a growth in ripening, in the potential ripening result. And we can take confidence from the point that we will not meet suffering results if we have not created the causes. This can give us confidence then. By restraining myself, refraining from non-virtue, I will be limiting the amount of suffering to be experienced in this and lives to come. Likewise, though, with virtue. Because when reflecting on topics of the Dharma, we need to have a balanced approach, both focusing on what we need to refrain from, but also what we need to engage in. Recognizing that the spiritual goals that we aspire to, these we can achieve. We have this incredible potential that comes with this precious human rebirth. And just like so many other great beings, this could be that life where we finally accumulate sufficient virtue, turn away successfully from non-virtue, and gain a path, enter into the paths of the Bodhisattva. This is possible. All our spiritual goals are attainable, and they are attainable independent on creating specific causes. Merely having the wish, even making heartfelt prayers, is insufficient. We need to accumulate those causes. And if we do, we can be confident we will meet the result, because karma that we have created does not fade away. Also, if we have created the causes, it is certain the result will come about. Moreover, as was touched on this morning, if small virtues are accumulated skillfully with a mind that's intenso, with an awareness of what one is doing, and with a broad attitude, a deep understanding of what you're doing, even doing something minor or what others would consider insignificant, can be creating karmic causes that will lead to a powerful result, a result such as attaining the path of a bodhisattva. So what's being presented here in these four points needs to be taken to heart. Learn the four points, what they mean, reflect on them, see how they are true. Because we need to come to this point of having a stable faith of conviction in this presentation of cause and effect. Because then we will have the sufficient strength of mind to challenge deep-seated habitual tendencies. And by doing so, training our mind well in this way, we'll experience that we are developing a deeper natural aversion for non-virtue. It will be, for us, it will feel alien or foreign to talk or act or even think in a particular way. And likewise, developing a deeper natural habituation to virtue, we will naturally be kind-hearted people, naturally be generous, loving, tender, and caring for others. So the very foundation of all spiritual goals such as this, or all virtuous phenomena, is living in accordance with this correct view of the law of cause and effect.
Nimbu topshi tenji, tiba sha nimbu tenji, pa sha vayi nana, yuwa yuwa mara. Tibi le, ti lady meva zuma de de kin nyo mo ba de nyo bo de nyo mo ba de meva se cha ba ne de u mi ya ma ro wa kin ni me na mi ya ma ro si na de kin da de ni ge nyin bu de ji di ba ma sha ba che ani ji nyin bo ma de ba du sha sha ba yin na de u da de ma de ma min ba na ka wa ja lo so ba zo ba ne ji u mi ge se di nyin bo de ji ko ma sha ba sha ba yin na de u ko le se ji da ni shi ba ma to da ya nyin bo de ji ba sha sha ba na yo ko ma ro wa
A further important couple of points to make on this final point of karma you have created does not dissipate is that karma that we have created does not dissipate. This is completely correct. But non-virtue that one has accumulated, this can be either completely eliminated or sufficiently reduced that it doesn't ripen in the way it otherwise would have. And this is done through the application of antidotes or the four opponent powers. By cultivating these, we can weaken or even eliminate past non-virtue. So in this way, it's not that the karma has dissipated. It's that through cultivating opponent powers or the antidotes, one can purify past misdeeds. And the second point here to make is that it's not that every karmic imprint has to be experienced. When the time comes, when we abandon the afflictions together with their seeds, we will still have many karmic imprints, but the non-virtuous ones will not be able to ripen because the ripening condition of the afflictions is absent. So therefore, however much unpurified karma remains at that point, will not hinder one in that absent of the afflictions, they are not going to ripen. And a further crucial point to take away from our weekend together is that one has to accumulate virtue, not just the big things, but small virtue, and do so continuously. Together with that, dedicate the virtue you have created and make aspirational prayers. This is important, particularly in your prayers, your prayers and dedication, to include this aspiration to keep our connection with the Buddha, Dharma, and spiritual teachers for lifetimes to come, for lifetime after lifetime, to be in the physical presence of fully qualified spiritual teachers, and to have the qualities to recognize them for who they are, so that we readily give rise to faith in our spiritual teachers when we meet them life after life. And not only that, that we seek out their teachings and we strive to accumulate, to accomplish their teachings within us. And in this way, quickly attain the paths of the Bodhisattva, progressing to achieve the full goal of the Bodhisattva. So this too is an important point to take away from this weekend. Then thank you. Then we can conclude therefore for now. Thank you.